Sam and Lisa, both in their 40s, had been inseparable friends for as long as they could remember. Their laughter echoed through the years, weaving a tapestry of memories. Huntsville, Alabama, was their chosen destination for this adventure, a city pulsing with history and wonder. Surrounded by a constellation of attractions, they marveled at the U.S. Space Rocket Center, a testament to human ingenuity reaching for the stars. The vibrant blooms of the Huntsville Botanical Garden whispered secrets of nature's artistry, while the artistic hub of Lowy Mill breathed life into every corner with its creative spirit. The green expanse of Montesano State Park and the tranquil waters of Big Spring Park offered solace amidst the urban sprawl. Bryan Spring Park's fountains danced in harmony, a serenade to the city they loved. They promised themselves a tranquil walk along Madison County Nature Trail, a refuge from the bustle. Their base of operations was Ditto Landing, a riverside haven that cradled them in its rustic charm. The gentle lapping of the Tennessee River against the shores lulled them into a sense of serene exploration. Each morning, they awoke to the melody of nature, a chorus of birds and the rustle of leaves, preparing for another day of discovery. In the heart of Huntsville, they found the Bridge Street Town Center, a bustling hub of commerce and community. Its shops and boutiques offered treasures waiting to be unearthed, each one a potential portal to another world of delight. As the sun set on their first day, casting a golden glow over the city, Sam and Lisa sat on the porch of Ditto Landing, savoring the promise of the days to come. They could feel the hum of anticipation in the air, a gentle thrumming that seemed to echo their own excitement. Huntsville, with its array of wonders, lay before them, a canvas waiting for their unique imprint. The journey had only just begun, but already it promised to be a tale woven with threads of laughter, discovery, and the enduring bond of friendship. One crisp morning, as the sun painted the Tennessee River with golden hues, Sam and Lisa set out to explore the nooks and crannies of Ditto Landing. They meandered along the riverbank, their footsteps crunching on fallen leaves, soaking in the peaceful ambiance. Suddenly, Lisa's foot caught on something half buried in the earth. She bent down and unearthed an old, weathered parchment, its edges frayed with age. "Eureka!" she exclaimed, her eyes sparkling with curiosity. She gently dusted off the dirt, revealing delicate lines and faded ink that hinted at an ancient secret. Sam, equally captivated, leaned in to inspect the discovery. It was a treasure map, its markings cryptic yet intriguing, as though whispering of hidden wonders waiting to be uncovered. The map bore mysterious symbols, suggesting a journey through familiar landmarks in Huntsville. Their hearts raced with excitement as they deciphered the enigmatic clues, realizing that this map held the key to an extraordinary adventure. With newfound purpose, they embarked on their quest, guided by the inked trail that promised untold treasures. The first stop was the iconic U.S. Space Rocket Center, where they combed through exhibits and scanned the details of each display, searching for any sign of the elusive artifact. They traced the map's instructions, marveling at the intertwining of history and legend. Next, they ventured to the enchanting Huntsville Botanical Garden, where vibrant flora seemed to guard ancient secrets. Their eyes scanned the verdant landscape, seeking clues that would bring them closer to their prize. Lowy Mill, with its artistic alcoves and hidden corners, provided a stage for their quest, each nook a potential hiding place for the coveted artifact. As the sun began its descent, casting long shadows over the city, they stood at the entrance of Montesano State Park, their spirits undeterred. The map led them deeper into the forested trails, where the whispers of nature seemed to harmonize with the whispers of their quest. The thrill of the unknown surged through them, for they were on the brink of a discovery that promised to weave their names into the storied tapestry of Huntsville. Eager and filled with anticipation, Sam and Lisa embarked on their quest, each step fueled by the promise of discovery. The treasure map became their guiding star, leading them to the heart of Huntsville's enchanting landscapes. Their first stop was Montesano State Park, where ancient oaks stood tall, their branches casting dappled shadows on the forest floor. With the map in hand, they followed its cryptic clues through winding trails and moss-covered rocks. They paused at a secluded glade, where the sunlight filtered through the leaves, illuminating a hidden marker. Sam's keen eye deciphered the riddle, unveiling the next destination. Big Spring Park. In the heart of the city, Big Spring Park awaited, its tranquil waters reflecting the azure sky above. They strolled along the water's edge, their gazes sweeping over the scenic beauty that surrounded them. The map hinted at a hidden gem within the park, and with a newfound sense of purpose, they combed through the park's every nook and cranny. As the sun began its descent, casting a warm glow over the landscape, they uncovered the next clue, etched discreetly into the base of a stone fountain. Their journey led them next to Bryhan Spring Park, a lush oasis brimming with flora and fauna. The scent of blooming flowers filled the air as they followed the map's intricate directions. They paused beneath the boughs of a century's old magnolia tree, where a hidden compartment yielded yet another clue. The thrill of the chase quickened their hearts, and with each riddle they solved, they felt closer to their elusive prize. In their pursuit of the artifact, they wove a tapestry of shared triumphs and laughter, their bonds strengthening with every twist and turn of their adventure. Along the way, the culinary delights of Huntsville added flavor to their journey. At City Cafe Diner, they indulged in a hearty breakfast, savoring plates piled high with golden pancakes and crisp bacon. The aroma of freshly brewed coffee mingled with the lively chatter of fellow diners, creating a vibrant tableau of morning energy. Their quest continued, and at Melt, a quirky lunch spot nestled in the heart of the city, they reveled in the artistry of gourmet grilled cheeses. Each bite was a symphony of flavors, a fusion of ingredients that danced on their taste buds. The eclectic decor and whimsical atmosphere of Melt provided a perfect backdrop for their midday respite, infusing their adventure with a touch of whimsy. As the sun dipped below the horizon, painting the Huntsville sky with hues of crimson and gold, they made their way to Connor's Steak of Seafood, an elegant establishment where the promise of an upscale dinner awaited them. The ambience exuded a refined charm, the clink of fine china and the soft murmur of conversation creating an atmosphere of celebration. They toasted to their journey, their glasses raised in a silent salute to the moments that had brought them here. With every clue solved, every meal shared, Sam and Lisa felt the pulse of Huntsville's history coursing through them. The city, with its hidden wonders and culinary delights, had become the backdrop of their own adventure. Together, they embraced the thrill of the unknown, knowing that with every step, they were writing a chapter in their own story, one that would forever be intertwined with the soul of Huntsville, Alabama. As the sun dipped low, casting long shadows across the serene landscape of Madison County Nature Trail, Sam and Lisa stood on the edge of a tranquil pond, their hearts pounding with a mixture of anticipation and exhilaration. The treasure map had led them here, to this moment of truth. With careful scrutiny, they examined the surroundings, seeking the final clue that would unlock the mystery. The air was charged with a sense of destiny, and the rustling leaves seemed to whisper secrets only they could comprehend. Lisa's keen eye caught a glint of something nestled within the bark of an old oak tree. With trembling fingers, she reached out and retrieved a small weathered scroll. Unrolling it with bated breath, they read the final riddle, its words imbued with a sense of finality. It pointed them to a hidden nook at Burritt on the mountain, a place where their journey would culminate. With renewed determination, they made their way to the historic mansion, perched on the mountainside like a sentinel guarding its secrets. As they approached the grand entrance of Burritt on the mountain, the setting sun painted the sky with hues of fiery orange and dusky purple. The air was tinged with the scent of blooming flowers, and a gentle breeze rustled the leaves, as though whispering words of encouragement. The anticipation in the air was palpable, an electric current that seemed to flow through their veins. They traversed the cobbled pathways, their footsteps echoing in the quiet stillness. The hidden nook remained elusive, but their hearts beat in unison, propelled by the knowledge that their journey was nearing its zenith. Suddenly, as if guided by an unseen hand, they turned a corner and beheld a small alcove nestled within the stone walls of the mansion. There, bathed in the soft glow of the setting sun, they found it. An ornate chest, its surface weathered but still radiating an air of ancient splendor. With trembling hands, they unlatched the chest, revealing the culmination of their quest. A journal, its pages filled with the tales and musings of generations long past. As they leafed through the delicate pages, they realized that this journal was a testament to the enduring spirit of Huntsville, a chronicle of its history and the stories woven into its very fabric. It was the artifact they had sought, a treasure that transcended material wealth. In that moment, standing in the hidden nook at Burritt on the mountain, Sam and Lisa felt a profound sense of accomplishment wash over them. Their journey had not only led them to a physical treasure, but had also unearthed a deeper understanding of the city they held dear. They were now a part of Huntsville's storied tapestry, their names forever etched in its history. With the journal cradled in their hands, they turned to each other, their eyes sparkling with a shared sense of triumph. The climax of their adventure was not just a culmination, but a beginning. An affirmation of the enduring bond between them and the city they had come to love. With hearts pounding and adrenaline coursing through their veins, Sam and Lisa raced through the winding pathways of Burritt on the mountain. The sun had dipped below the horizon, casting long shadows that seemed to dance in the fading light. Each step brought them closer to the hidden nook, their anticipation reaching a crescendo. As they rounded the final corner, the alcove came into view, bathed in the soft glow of moonlight filtering through ancient trees. The ornate chest sat in quiet repose, a silent guardian of the treasure within. With trembling hands, they gently lifted the latch, revealing the culmination of their quest. A journal, its pages yellowed with age, its cover worn, but still exuding a sense of old-world charm. As they turned the pages, their laughter rang out, filling the quiet alcove with the echoes of shared joy. The journal was a treasure trove of anecdotes, each entry a glimpse into the quirky and endearing history of Huntsville. Tales of eccentric characters and charming mishaps unfolded before them, painting a vivid portrait of a city that had always embraced its unique spirit. They read aloud to each other, their voices mingling with the soft rustle of leaves in the night breeze. Each story was a gem, a testament to the resilience and humor of the Huntsville community throughout the ages. They marveled at the way the past seemed to come alive in the pages, as if the very essence of those long-gone days was preserved within the ink. Their laughter echoed off the stone walls, mingling with the gentle hum of the night. It was a moment of pure connection, a celebration of their shared triumph and the city they had come to love. In that hidden nook, under the watchful gaze of Burritt on the mountain, Sam and Lisa felt a profound sense of belonging, as if they were now part of the living tapestry of Huntsville's history. As they closed the journal, a sense of contentment settled over them. They knew that their adventure had been more than just a quest for a physical treasure. It had been a journey of discovery, a testament to the enduring spirit of a city that had welcomed them with open arms. With the journal in hand, they made their way back through the moonlit gardens of Burritt on the mountain, their steps light and purposeful. The night air seemed to carry a sense of magic, as if the very stars above were celebrating their triumph. They left the alcove with hearts full of gratitude, knowing that this experience would forever be etched in their memories. As they descended the mountain, the lights of Huntsville twinkled below, a warm and inviting welcome. They knew that their adventure was now a part of the city's story, a chapter in the ongoing narrative of Huntsville, Alabama. With a final glance back at Burritt on the mountain, they walked hand in hand, their laughter trailing behind them like stardust in the night. With the old humorous journal cradled between them, Sam and Lisa made their way back to the heart of Huntsville, the city that had become the backdrop of their unforgettable adventure. The journal, now a cherished relic, held within its pages the spirit of Huntsville's past, a testament to the enduring humor and resilience of its people. As they stood before the imposing facade of Huntsville's local museum, they knew they had found the journal's rightful home. It was here that the stories within its pages would be preserved for future generations, a living testament to the rich tapestry of the city's history. With a sense of purpose, they approached the museum's entrance, eager to share their newfound treasure with the world. Inside, they were greeted by the museum's curator, a kindred spirit who shared their passion for Huntsville's legacy. As they handed over the journal, a sense of fulfillment washed over them. They knew that it was in safe hands, entrusted to the care of those who would ensure its stories continued to be told. As they left the museum, a sense of quiet satisfaction settled over them. They had not only uncovered a piece of Huntsville's history, but had also contributed to its preservation. The city, with its unique charm and warm embrace, had become a part of them in ways they could have never anticipated. With a final glance back at the museum, they turned to each other, their eyes shining with a shared sense of accomplishment. They reflected on the journey that had brought them here, grateful for the memories they had created together. The laughter, the moments of discovery, and the deepening of their friendship were treasures that no journal could ever fully capture. As they strolled through the streets of Huntsville, the echoes of their adventure still resonating in their hearts, they knew that this city would forever hold a special place in their story. They were not just visitors passing through. They were now woven into the very fabric of Huntsville's history. With grateful hearts, they made their way back to Ditto Landing, where their adventure had begun. The riverside retreat welcomed them with open arms, the gentle lapping of the Tennessee River, a soothing melody that seemed to serenade their journey's end. They sat on the porch, gazing out at the tranquil waters, each lost in their own thoughts. As the night settled around them, they knew that this was not the end, but a beginning. Their adventure in Huntsville had not only brought them closer to the heart of the city, but also to each other. They sat in comfortable silence, knowing that the memories they had created would forever be a part of their shared story, a testament to the enduring magic of Huntsville, Alabama. As the sun began its gentle descent on their last evening in Huntsville, Sam and Lisa found themselves at Walton's Southern Table, a charming eatery that seemed to exude a sense of warmth and nostalgia. The rustic decor and the comforting aroma of Southern cuisine welcomed them, wrapping them in a cocoon of familiarity. Seated across from each other, they savored each bite, their conversation weaving through the tapestry of their adventure. Laughter bubbled up as they recalled the twists and turns, the moments of triumph, and the unexpected discoveries. It was a meal infused with the flavors of Huntsville and seasoned with the shared memories that now bound them even closer. They spoke of the treasure map and the riddles that had led them through the heart of the city. They relived the thrill of uncovering the journal, each anecdote a cherished gem in their shared collection of stories. The names of places like Montesano State Park and Madison County Nature Trail now held a special resonance, each one a chapter in their Huntsville adventure. As they finished their meal, a sense of contentment settled over them. The city had embraced them, revealing its secrets and treasures with open arms. It was a journey that had transcended the boundaries of a mere quest. It had become a celebration of their friendship and a tribute to the spirit of Huntsville. As they stepped out into the cool night air, the sounds of Huntsville wrapped around them, the distant hum of city life, the gentle rustle of leaves, and the soft murmur of the river. They stood for a moment, taking it all in, knowing that they were leaving with hearts full of joy and memories that would forever be etched in their souls. Hand in hand, they walked back to Ditto Landing, the memories of their adventure trailing behind them like stardust. The river whispered its own farewell, a promise that they would always carry a piece of Huntsville with them. They knew that this city had not only been the backdrop of their adventure, but had also become a part of their story. A chapter filled with laughter, discovery, and the enduring bond of friendship. As they prepared to leave Huntsville, they did so with a sense of gratitude and a promise to return. They had added a unique and vibrant chapter to their friendship, one that would forever be cherished. With hearts full of joy and a newfound appreciation for the magic of Huntsville, they set out on their journey, knowing that they carried a piece of the city's spirit with them, wherever they may roam.